This week's Occam's Razor is a crossover episode with every true crime podcast you've ever listened to, because our speaker is one of the key characters when it comes to solving a murder mystery, a forensic scientist. Actually, to be precise, she's a forensic entomologist. Yes, entomologist, the type of scientist who studies insects. I'm Tegan Taylor, and this is Occam's Razor, a soapbox for science. And if you're picking up what I'm putting down, you should be realising that today's talk is going to get a little gruesome. So just a heads up there if you're squeamish or listening with people who might not be keen. But if you're ready to hear what insects have to do with solving murder mysteries, here's Paula Magni.
Australia is such a beautiful country. You have smiling quokkas, you have kangaroos down the road, you have cuddling koalas. So I'm in love with this country so much that I keep inviting my friends over to visit me. But some of my friends come back with, absolutely not. You guys have such a bunch of weird and dangerous animals, they can kill you in a heartbeat. You have sharks in the ocean, you wear shoes and there are spiders in the shoes. You even have frogs in the toilet. Come on. I can't blame them. But, well, if I was in them, I was not going to be much concerned about how dangerous are the animals, because humans can be worse. The reality is that in Australia, there is a large number of crazy crimes in which murderers end up in finding victims in suitcases and wheelie bins. That's right. In Australia, murderers do not leave the body just there, as you can see in American movies. I know this because I'm a forensic scientist and I work on real cases. I was born and raised in Italy and I work on several cases over there. But only when I moved to Australia, I understood that murderers come with a baggage here. Why does this happen? Well, after a murder has been committed, often the perpetrator needs to move the body from a place to another. And something like a wheelie bin or a suitcase is perfect for the job because, well, it's big enough, it's accessible, it's cheap, and, well, has wheels. These type of cases are pretty challenging for the investigators because the circumstances of the crime itself can slow down and delay the overall process of the investigation. First of all, when someone is missing but the body is not found, it's not a murder investigation. It's an investigation about a missing person. So there is a total different strategy and a totally different type of people working on the case. At the scene, you will have criminologists and behavioral analysts working on the case, not forensic scientists. That means that the forensic evidence present at the scene could be useful to backtrack a bunch of information, can be lost. In the meantime, the body starts the natural decomposition process. How fast? It depends. Do we have a suitcase or a wheelie bin? And is the suitcase made in fabric or has a hard shell? And when this is happening, in winter or in summer? Things can be pretty different because in summer things go faster because it's hot. In winter can go pretty slow. Cases like this happen everywhere in the world, not just in Australia. So you would expect to have a large number of research performed in this field. Unfortunately, that is not the case. Research into body decomposition, that is known as taphonomy, are only carried on in some places around the world. In this research, we normally use these pigs' cadavers or these human cadavers and we place them on the ground or we bury them under the ground. And we analyze the process of decomposition. There are many aspects that we had to consider. We had to consider events and factors that are affected by the body. Then we had to consider the environment. And then also the presence or the absence of insects. And this is the field of forensic entomology. Forensic entomologists are the specialists at the scene that everyone loves. I'm biased. But normally that happens because they arrive when there is a dead body. And if there is a dead body, there are millions of maggots. And the forensic entomologists arrive and scoops away the maggots. And I say scoops because when you have millions of maggots, you don't want to use a forceps. You want to use a spoon. Maggots are the babies of flies. And flies are made by nature to detect the presence of a dead body. They go, they land on the body, they lay their eggs. And after some time, these eggs hatch and the maggots come up and start feeding on the body. How fast? Depends on the temperature. So the forensic entomologists arrive, scoop the maggots or the other insects, catch the information from the meteor station, what's the temperature, what's the humidity, how much rain, and put together this information to identify the age of the insects. And the age of the insects is connected to the colonization interval that can give you an estimate of the time since death. That is one of the most important parameters when it comes to a forensic investigation, because it can provide or refuse an alibi for someone. So my group of research is focused on the work on a very specific environment that is called the limited access environment. These environments are when the body is concealed somewhere, protected from the external environment, external factors, places like suitcases, wheelie bins, but also the boot of a car. We divide these limited access environments in two main different types: the restricted access environments and the relative access environments. The difference is that in the restricted access, there is a lot of ceiling between the body and the outside. So imagine a suitcase with a zip, the body is closed, there is a barrier. In the relative access, there is a barrier, but the barrier is a little looser. Imagine the lid of a wheelie bin that can be flipped by the wind or can be open because the little maggots can actually pass through. When the body decomposes in a limited access environment, the decomposition process is different from a normal situation that is studied normally in the typical research, because the main protagonists of the decomposition do not have access to the body. Sometimes they don't get there. Sometimes they arrive there with a delay. And this delay has to be factored in the time since death calculation that is given to the investigators. So investigators need a correcting factors. And the work that we do is providing this tool, the correcting factors, in order to provide a proper time. So what we did? A massive research with more than 70 suitcases put in the bushland in Australia. We had to hunt for suitcases of the same type and the same size. We had to have many discussions about the color of the suitcase. Why? Too much details? Well, insects are attracted by yellow. Are we going to put yellow suitcases? We could not come to an agreement, so we use rainbow suitcases. We discovered that flies are attracted by the smell of decomposition despite the body is inside of the suitcase. But when the flies arrive, they cannot reach the body. So they lay eggs on the zip. Baby maggots can come through and can come in. But everything that comes in a suitcase, cannot come out. Differently, in the wheelie bin, things can go in and can go out. But the decomposition is different. Inside of the suitcase, we can have the body fluids that go through, that can be drained by the liner of the suitcase. In the wheelie bin, we have a soup. In the suitcase and in the wheelie bin, the action of the insect gives us different type of timing. If we have a control outside that is colonized by flies on day one, on the wheelie bin, the colonization happens after 2 weeks. Correcting factor, 2 weeks in winter. But in the suitcase, will be 4 weeks. Correcting factor in winter. It's interesting. We have the correcting factor about time. But in other cases, we can also have information about the causes of death. What if the cadaver is dead because of an overdose of drugs of different sort, poisons? Insects are what they eat, and they eat the body. They're made in chitin that is very similar to keratin of hair. It's a matrix used for toxicological studies. So the insects can tell us information about drugs and poison that the body was in contact with. So time and cause of death in a suitcase. This is the first research performed in Australia in limited access environments. And as typical for many research, we have a few answers, but even more questions. What about if we change suitcases? What about if we use new and old wheelie bins? What if we change the winter in the summer or something like that? So many questions to be answered, so many suitcases to buy, and I guess we're to carry on.
You just heard from Dr. Paula Magni, forensic biologist and senior lecturer at Murdoch University. Paula was speaking at our Occam's Razor live event in Perth at the WA Museum Boolabardip on the lands of the Whadjuk Noongar people. I'm Tegan Taylor, your Occam's Razor host, and I'll be back again next week with another case of science.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.